Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is J.J. McCougan. J.J. was born in Wichita, Kansas, where he currently resides. He found a passion for music at the age of 13 when he received his first drum set. He later picked up guitar and started writing songs at the age of 20. He attended Newman University, where he played for the men's basketball team, and was an assistant coach there while attending Full Sail University. His main focus and passion is writing songs with an emphasis on lyrical creation. He's put out an EP called Dissociative with Garrett Crowe and produced by Micah Ryan. He's now releasing another 3-song EP titled Time to Survive.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, JJ. How you doing, man?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I got to ask you, are you a drummer at heart? Is that your main instrument still?
When I was a kid, it definitely was. Guitar now is much more so, but when I was a kid, I was always banging on stuff. I'm trying to keep a beat, and so it just made sense to get a drum set when a couple of buddies of mine that played guitar and sang wanted to start a band, and so I just said, hey, I asked my parents for a drum set, and they gave it to me, and it just kind of went off from there, so I'll still, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, man. What I have found is people that have played drums in any capacity often are really good mixing engineers and often really have this understanding with their melodies, their scansion, their rhythm, that a lot of people that don't do drums just don't have. Like some of the great, if you're a great vocalist, eventually, yeah, you figure it out. But do you feel like you have almost like a hidden advantage there?
I feel as far as coming up with, you know, melodies and as far as the way I phrase things comes very naturally to me. And I think that does stem from playing some drums. And I think I've never really gotten much into the mixing and sound engineering side. I've done a little stuff on my own.
Yeah.
But from what I've done, I've picked up on it relatively easily. So it's just a matter of not having the equipment to do so.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You play a little guitar, you play a little, do you try to do all the instruments on your music, or do you work with other people that are better than you in a certain instrument, or how does that work?
I write the songs just singer-songwriter style, and then I hire musicians that are better, more efficient in the studio than me to play and to sing, and then I'm trying to make a name for myself as a songwriter and possibly get, you know, a publishing deal or whatnot. So I really just want the records to sound as good as they possibly can to convey the song.
Yeah. Okay. Was your family musical at all?
Not really. No. I was the first one and kind of the only one that has done so.
Okay. Do you feel, why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I think I've always been a dreamer, and I think music just always spoke to me, and it's just one of those things I naturally picked up, and it wasn't because of anything other than I felt a kind of a calling to do so, if I might say, just to kind of, I have something to say. I've been through a lot, and I feel I can reach people with my lyrics and songwriting. And so that's where that came about. And my family is just, they haven't done much musically at all, really.
I think that's fine, man. I'm the same exact way.
Yeah.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. And I love what you said, that you How'd you say it? You have a calling, you have something to say. And that's
Yeah,
really cool. Yeah.
I think so. I think it's just comes from life experiences, and just music saved my life. And I'm not saying I'm gonna save anyone's life with my music necessarily, but I want to kind of give back what music gave to me. Is kind of the base of my drive, basically.
What does 2023 have in store for your fans?
I have a EP coming out. It's already just been released. It's called Time to Survive, and it's got three singles on it: Disconnected, Save My Life, and Rain. And I think people will like those songs. They're kind of the alternative rock punk type of feel to them, and they can get them on any streaming services, buy them on Amazon. I have a website, jjmcguiganmusic.com. They can download the music, and hopefully it's just gonna pick up momentum and see where it takes us.
How do you answer the question? We all, as artists, get questioned and pimped, and sometimes it's our families or friends are like, "Hey, nothing, you've gone nowhere. When are you going to get a real job? Or when are you going to
Right.
like give up on this crazy dream?" And what? How do you answer that? That's a tough question.
It's a tough question. I think I have a lot of support from my mother. She very much believes in me, so that's one hurdle I don't have to jump over with that. Granted, I need to support myself, so I've worked odd jobs here and there to do so. And but when someone asks me, that question, it's just kind of always revert to, well, I've only got so many finite years on this planet. I'm not going to suppress what I love doing the most. That doesn't mean I won't work a regular job, but it just means I'm not going to ever quit doing music, basically.
And I respect that, because a lot of people, I think, give up way too easy.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it, the pressures of what the world expects of you can get to a lot of people, and they can get to me too, but I just try and overcome them just with realizing I've got a deeper calling to do music than just, pay the bills and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not a hobby.
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely a passion and a calling.
The fact that you have your mom, even if you have one person to support you, sometimes that makes all the difference in the world in knowing that someone believes in you.
Totally does. Totally does. And she's kept me going a lot. I can always turn to her for anything, and it's just a blessing to have her in my life.
For sure. Tell us about this song that we're going to hear. What inspired it?
Disconnected. It was basically I've suffered from dissociation due to obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety, depression. And dissociation is basically where you just feel detached from yourself or disconnected, so to say. And that's really where I drew the inspiration for the lyrics from. And then basically just put them to a guitar, and then it's basically just drawing from my experience from mental health issues. And I'm very passionate about, speaking up about that and encouraging people to get help. And hopefully the song Disconnected can offer some comfort and to people knowing they're not alone when they're suffering from that.
Yeah, I think I commend you for what you're doing, and I think anything that we do, right, even if one person, it makes a difference to them. And I think the category of people you're talking about, yeah, sometimes they're neglected and overlooked, and hopefully your song resonates with someone out there.
Definitely. And I think, sometimes it sounds cliche to say if it just reaches one person, but it couldn't be more true. It could not be more true, because I am that one person. You are that one person. That was reached by something, some music out there. And that makes it so much worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, JJ. Tell you what, brother, let's take a listen and we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. All right, everybody, check this out. Let us know what you think. Here we go. That was a cool vibe, JJ. Thank you for sharing that on the show tonight.
Thank you for playing it. I really do like that song and the way it turned out, and everyone that was involved with it just did a tremendous job.
Awesome, man. What do you think are the typical mistakes that people make that are pursuing this career path?
I think mentality-wise, you know, people can think that because they have the talent that they'll make it right away. Odds are you won't make it right away, but if you keep persisting and keep meeting people, keep knocking down doors, keep honing your craft, the odds go way up. And you just can't put a price tag on persistence. As much talent as we all have, it's rare to break into right away unless you fit that mold of, you know, If you're a songwriter, you know, if you most of the songwriters that are out there are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. So if you're a 20-something year old songwriter, don't be discouraged, but don't be discouraged if you don't, you know, break into it right away and make it big. Just keep persisting at it, and you'll catch the ear of somebody. And if you feel a calling to do it, do it. The biggest mistake we can make is just giving up too early.
I think that's completely true. Do you consider yourself an amateur, an indie artist, a professional, and do you think it matters?
I don't think it really matters. I would consider myself indie, just an indie rock artist, and songwriter. And you know, I think the songs I've written can have mainstream commercial appeal. Whether or not they do or not, it's kind of up in the air as far as if that's going to happen. But I almost wouldn't. I kind of shy away from labels only when they're needed, but not to label yourself as anything. But if someone's wanting to look you up and say, "Hey, where can I find you?" Say, "Hey, I'm an alt rock artist or an indie artist or whatever." And so I think that's when a label's necessary. But most of the time, I don't think it is.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us, one of the questions I like to ask a lot of people is scams. Tell us about something you might have fallen for so we can kind of protect each other.
There's been several, and the way to kind of spot it is, you know, sometimes, and it said a lot of it sounds too good to be true. Doesn't mean it's not true, but look into it heavily. Don't get swept away by the emotion of what someone's telling you. Look into it, do your homework, do your research, ask tough questions. Really vet the person that might be promising you something. And as far as online deals go, it's come a long way since, you know, the early 2000s and whatnot, to where you really know that the legit companies, Spotify, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, you know, they're not gonna. They're going to give you what they offer. And but if someone comes along and says, you know, I can make you the next big thing, they might, but at the same time, ask them the tough questions, dig in. If they're going to say that, they better back it up. And if you got a bad feeling about it, no harm in walking away. Please do, because I've been sold a bag of goods too and fell for it. When I was just starting out.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I think we've all been there, and I think it breaks my heart to hear other people go through stuff like that. It's tough. We all want to believe, you know, the dream. We want to drink the Kool-Aid, and it's really tough.
It is. It's incredibly tough, and it's too bad that there's people out there that prey on that dream, prey on that emotion. And sometimes that leads people to give up and not see it as worthwhile because the emotions are too difficult. But I think it ultimately you just got to keep learning and keep growing and keep persisting.
Yeah, and you know that old adage, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It really is true. Just keep moving forward. Talk to other artists. We've all been there. We've all been burned, and let's just get back out there.
Totally. Totally, that's the whole key. Just support one another. If you're an indie artist, it's important to support other indie artists, and as well as all artists, and not try and tear each other down. I see a lot of that, but I also see a lot of people changing that. I just think it's important. The more we support each other, the more successful we'll all be, is a pretty simple way to take from that.
Yeah. And the way I look at it is we're always pitted against each other. I refuse to join competitions. They're a nightmare on their own, in addition to taking all your royalties. But I just feel like, yeah, man, we can all make it. And even if you don't, we can all be good people and try to live a good life. And at the end of the day, if you're putting out what you think makes sense and is just good for your soul and your fans, that's all. Like, the rest is all fine.
It totally is, and that's success right there. When you're putting out what's in your heart and you're supporting other people, you're not, you know, you maintain being a good person throughout the journey, and treating people right and lifting people up is that's success right there.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, man. All right, tell us about your website. Where can people buy and stream your stuff? Anything you want to share with us?
My website is jjmcguiganmusic.com, and you can download the songs off of there, and you can preview them as well. And I've got about 7 or 8 songs on there right now, going back to my previous EP, Dissociative. And then you can buy them on Amazon, iTunes, any streaming services you can listen to them. And hopefully it'll just take off, you know, you keep the dream alive. And I want to just thank everyone out there who's taking the time to listen and appreciate the music.
That's very heartfelt. And thank you for being on the show, man. It was a pleasure having you.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So to any fans out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your precious time with the two of us. We both hope your unique story gets heard all around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing and fascinating artists share their very cool stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys. Why we can't change the world.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.